I need a beer.
All right. This is Bone White Bob. Welcome to an all-new edition of Bone with Bobcat right here on the Bone White Bob YouTube channel and on all your favorite podcast apps, where we bring you the best of the worst in cheap booze, the bottom shelf, Bone Wise beers, 40s, malt liquor, all the stuff you grew up on, we cover here each and every week on the podcast. So do us a solid and smash that subscribe button. Over 22,000 subscribers and counting on the Bone Wine Bob YouTube channel. So whatever brought you to the dance, whatever brought you to this video here today, if it was Rodney, Johnny, Cheers, Norm, Simpson, Stone Cold, you name it, nostalgia clips, we like to have them here for you. And hey, stick around. We have a great show on tap here this week. Happy spring, everybody. Spring has finally sprung here. And you know what that means? We are in the midst of tournament season. And no, it's not just March Madness on your TV, but today we are going to reveal the 2026 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze bracket. And then as a special bonus to celebrate spring, we are going to dive into the Samuel Adams, the Spring Favorites Variety Pack. So stick around, join us here, grab a drink, and have some fun with us here, because we're going to get the party started here now with the Bracket Buster himself.
Yeah.
Roadhouse is here. Roadhouse man, how you doing?
We've been building this up for months, and it's finally time.
It is. We look forward to it every single year. The people look forward to it. We always say it's the unofficial kickoff of springtime. Yep. Summertime's right around the corner. We're coinciding it this year, right with the kickoff of spring. While the weather's still back and forth, you know, we're turning that corner, and soon enough, we're going to be hitting that those warmer days.
Yeah.
Flowers are starting to bud outside. You go out there every single day. It's lighter out now. You're not falling asleep at 4:30 in the afternoon anymore.
Right.
So things are on the up and up over here. So that's why we say the tournament season, the Battle of the Booze, we look forward to it here every single year. And today we are going to get you guys up to date who's in and who's out of this year's tournament. And you guys can vote as soon as this podcast is over. As soon as you see it, you can hit that. You can click those links. You can get your first round votes in. So let's not waste any more time. We have another big buster here with us here today. Kevin the Tattoo Dude is here. Kevin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. Been a long couple weeks, but I'm excited for this one.
I know. We're here. We're ready to get the party started. We said before we get into the bracket and the 2026 Battle of the Booze tournament, we said we need to kick off spring the right way. And since we kind of have a tradition going here now, that it seems that every season we seem to find our way, come hell or high water. I know, since Texas is very slacking in areas when it comes to Samuel Adams and their seasonal brews, Kevin has to do some searching. He's got to call in some favors. Oh, yeah. If it's from, you know, Santa, that tattoo dude, or people on the streets, he's got to find it somewhere. But we did the fall favorites variety pack. We did the winter break variety pack.
Yeah.
As we said, now we have the Samuel Adams, the spring
variety
favorites variety pack here. Spring favorites. Limited release. With two vintage brews, as they say, because I was looking, I forget which two are the vintage ones, but there are some that they said they haven't released in a few years in here. But
I'm excited. It's the one that I didn't get to try last year. So
see, so there you go. See that? That's what you get there. So we have four beers in here. We have the Samuel Adams, the Cold Snap White Ale, the Samuel Adams, the Breakaway Blonde, refreshing and smooth, the Samuel Adams, the Blackberry Wheat Beer, and the Samuel Adams Alpine Spring, which I don't know about you guys, but since it's green, it's Alpine Spring. Does it not remind you of like soap and like
kind of does, like the ivory soap,
like the old school green soap? I mean, hopefully, it tastes a lot better than soap.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Anybody you know growing up got in trouble and had that mouthful of soap?
All the time.
Hopefully, this beer will not bring back flashbacks of some terrible times.
Yeah, Ivory tasted the best.
Yeah. it's not like the beer soaps. I know our buddy Crude was making his own beer soaps.
Yes.
A while back. I know he did a Blue Moon soap and a Land Shark soap. The Blue Moon one, I think, says like the orange. So you're like, okay, yeah. Soap. That sounds good. The Land Shark, I mean, I don't know what kind of scent it had to it, but that's interesting to see. So we'll see. We'll see here today how these guys rank here.
Yeah.
It is the season. It is spring. And now out of these here, they're pretty much on the lighter, about the average side here.
Yeah.
When it comes to ABV. You got some 5.5s. You got a 5.3 and a 4.7. So I don't know. I mean, do you guys have where you think we should start off here in the list? I mean, I know the Cold Snap is like the classic.
Right. Yeah.
One. But I don't know if we start with the Cold Snap and then kind of maybe work our way down the list, even though it's not by ABV. Yeah. But or you want to start with the Alpine Spring and go from the higher ABV. These down, so I don't know where you guys want to.
You guys call it. I'm good.
You know what? We could go light to heavy. That way, by the time we're on the fourth one, we're not full. You know.
Okay.
I think we do that.
All right. So you want to start on the lower? You want to start with the 4.7? You want to start with the
start with the breakaway blonde?
Breakaway blonde? Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Let's see. That one sounds very intriguing. I think
it does. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a good starter.
Yeah, good start. Sounds like blonde. A nice spring.
If you had a blonde girlfriend that got away, that's her right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it says here, breakaway blonde, easy, appealing for the whole crowd with a gentle, biscuity aroma and light body. This blonde ale is balanced and clean with a subtle hop touch and quick, refreshing finish that will help it to break away from other beers this season. Huh. So sounds interesting.
Very interesting.
This one's 4.7 right there. I mean, sounds good. So
I think the week after we did the winter one, I found this spring kit.
Yeah.
And
you were the first one to find it.
I picked it up. I've had it since then, but they have never ran short of it since. I went through every week and looked. They always have, like 10, 12 packs of them all the time. So maybe with the spring and the lighter side of these drinks, they're pushing out harder. Because before the other two that we did, the moment I found them, the next time I couldn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I did get this one all the way from Houston, about 6 hours away.
Oh wow! Okay, sometimes you got to put in the work around here. We know you got to do what you got to do.
Heart of Texas.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Sometimes.
Well, I'm ready.
Luckily, the old lady traveled. So
there you go. Yeah. See, works out that way. All right, let's crack it open. Let's get this.
That's right.
Crack open the breakaway blonde here.
Mm-hmm.
See what we.
Yeah, it smells like a smells like a light beer. Just your...
It smells light. Yeah.
Real mild.
Yeah. All right, let's see how it is here.
Yeah. All right.
Sam Adams, first up, the Sam Adams, the breakaway blonde. All right. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Cheers, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, it's got that slight hop to it.
Very subtle. Very subtle.
Really smooth.
Breakaway.
Yeah, very subtle hop. Not like an IPA hop, but it's.
No,
it's like the aftertaste is the hoppiness.
This is one of those beers. Like I almost finished the whole can.
Yes,
one of those. It's one of those that you pound down real quick and then savor.
Yep,
I like this a lot.
Yeah,
this is good. Yeah, this is one of those ones you can be working outside with.
Yeah, definitely. And at the 4.7, it's not too bad. It's not too high. It's just that perfect like all day. Well, I can see this as an all day drinker.
Yeah.
You get a whole bunch of these. It's not gonna. You're not gonna get bored of it. I'll say. Or the taste. I don't think we'll get too much. where with some of these, which who knows, we'll see when we go through the rest of these.
Yeah.
Because as we went through like the winter pack, it's like we all like the cold brew, the Sam Adams cold brew, but that's not a beer you're sitting there drinking all day.
Right.
You have one, maybe two, if you're in the mood for it, but it's just like you get one of them, and that one's on the higher side of 6%. So it's like you get one of them, that's a good starter, and then you move on from there. But this one here is one you could say you're outside, yard work, lawnmower beer type thing, you know, right here.
One of the benefits of that cold brew is it's at any time of the day drink if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
You can wake straight up in the morning on Saturday and crack one and be content. It will sit and hit the spot. That's what I enjoyed about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was so far one of my top ones. I like that cold brew. They did a good job with it, for sure. I had one in the evening, and it was still perfect, you know?
Yep. Yeah,
just because I had one more in the fridge.
I was like, hey. Why not? Yeah, that's what I said. I was using that as like that 3 o'clock afternoon beer, like the first one of the day. Yeah. You're like, okay, I'm not getting fully into the beers yet, but you know, I'll have one. Then it's like, okay, a little 3 o'clock, it'll pick me up, get that little kick, that little light buzz going, just to wake you up. You want to use the regular coffee to wake you up, or you get a little buzz from the cold brew to wake you up.
Yeah.
Got to have best of both worlds. And by the way, tomorrow I will, you know, I told you guys that I had to retest over a few things on my second degree test.
Mm-hmm.
I'm testing over that tomorrow, and I got to figure out a good beer to drink out of my cup afterwards. So, yep. I'll have to send you all that video.
All right. See. Yeah. Well, hey,
I don't know if I want to go Budweiser, but you know, I've got Rolling Rock still. I don't know if I want to do a mix. I don't know. I got to have a good beer to pour in the cup afterwards.
Yeah.
Big decisions. Big decisions to be made.
Yeah, Rolling Rocks.
Yeah. The Rolling Rock might be a good one. Yeah.
No, Rocks.
With Rolling Rocks. That's how I'm going to feel. Probably how I'm going to feel afterwards. But yeah.
Yep.
I'm excited about it, though. I've got everything down a lot better. And,
that's good. That's good. So. You're prepared now. You're ready to go. So.
Yeah. Plus you're healthy now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely healthy now. For sure.
You went into your last test with a bad knee, and that had to affect a whole lot of it.
I was almost blacking out. Yeah, it was so much pain that I was starting to see stars and still trying to push through it. But yeah, this time around we're good. I just got to retest over a few of the things, and I'm glad they held me to a higher standard. It was irritating and frustrating at first, but you know,
right.
Hey, it comes with territory, right? You know, they hold you to that higher standard than just Joe Schmo walking in.
So here's that blonde on.
Okay, yeah, look at that. It's a nice color.
Very
there.
Nice color.
I like that color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep. It's that dehydrated pea color.
Yep. Almost. Yeah. Like definitely.
Yeah. You drink these all day. That's what it's going to look like.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, definitely.
That was easy to finish. Yep. Yeah, that was an easy one. I like that.
I didn't think it was going to go down that good, but it's gone.
No, I mean, you usually the first drink we have usually goes down pretty quick, but
it
could be a close to a record for how long it took us.
All three of us at the same time?
Yeah, all done at the same time with that one. So, so solid.
I think
solid
our drinking is on sync now.
Yeah, yep. I know. You do this together long enough, this is what happens. Just see. You know, they say, you know, women who are friends, you know, they sync up their periods, their times in a month there, and now we sync up our drinking years. So,
So
let's see.
So far, rank this number one.
so far, number one
right now. All right, number one right here.
Yes.
That's an easy one.
Breakaway Blonde.
Breakaway Blonde, number one so far on the list, but let's keep the party going here. I'm gonna
cleanse my palate.
There you go.
That's right.
So if we're gonna go lowest to highest here, the next one up then would be the Sam Adams, the Cold Snap.
Okay.
That would be the next one at 5.3. That's kind of one of the standard Sam Adams. These are ones that you can find a lot in like six packs. And they're usually out there.
This is one I'm most excited about.
Yeah, the cold snap white ale.
This one's going to be interesting.
What do we got here? Unfiltered and lively, this crisp white ale gets a kick from a bright blend of smooth spring spices.
Okay.
So an ale brewed with clementine-infused orange peel and spices added. So,
right.
I mean, I know I have had cold snap before. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
Let's crack it open. Let's get this cold snap going as we go down.
Hey, we're over our cold snap. It's in the 80s and 90s.
I'm a big fan of white ales anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's got a little spike. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get that.
It smells like spring. Like if you had like a spring air freshener, kind of like the. Yeah.
Spring air freshener.
Yeah, the. Yeah, that's nice.
Well, all right.
There's only one thing to do.
Let's dive in there. The Sam Adams Cold Snap. Next up.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, guys. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's got a nice orange taste.
That's pleasant. I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if you like that orange tangerine flavor, that's perfect for you right there.
Oh, that's perfect. Dang. I like that one.
I don't even have words.
I know.
Road has a speechless over there. He's like, man. Another one that's easy to drink.
It's easy. It's smooth, but the flavor is just amazing.
Springtime, baby.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm excited about it because we could go float the river now. I'm excited. Get a case of beer and float the river.
Yeah.
That's a solid one. There you go.
Definitely is.
5.3%. So still not too bad. That's average. Yeah, standard right there. A little above the usual, 5%, but no, not bad at all. Definitely a unique flavor to
it's
it.
It's a very unique flavor.
There we go.
I've gotten quite a few of these while I'm out grilling.
Yeah.
Definitely. Reach in the cooler, keep re-upping.
That's a perfect beer to drink while you're grilling. For sure.
See, I think
it'd be a good summer beer, too.
People will say, cook for this long, then flip, or cook it for this long. I cook by how long it takes me to drink it.
Two beers and flip.
I've got Waylon Jennings on.
Oh, yeah.
And usually every two songs, it's time to flip, So it works out pretty good.
Yeah, two songs, two to three beers. Clock. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. That's another easy one. That's so easy to, man.
I really like cooking briskets because then I can just
smoke-based. I'm ready to smoke another brisket.
I was going to say, that's it. Yeah. Getting to the smoking season.
Yep.
Yeah. I picked up some ribs the other day to... Hopefully this weekend, knock on wood, that the weather cooperates, can finally get out there and fire up the smoker for a nice long day of cooking and drinking.
Hey, we had that one day that it is very rare, but it was actually warmer here than it was over there. And same for Roadhouse, it was warmer over there, it was colder. It was colder. So we were colder.
Ever since I plugged in. Yeah. Everybody's location into my phone, and when we go from one extreme to the other, and I was looking, it's freezing here in Kentucky. I go to Abilene, it's freezing in Abilene. I go to New Jersey, and it's like almost 60 degrees.
Yeah,
what the hell is this?
I know it was the bizarro world for one day. But the only problem was it was rainy. It was rainy and crappy, but it wasn't the 60s though. Yeah, so it wasn't like. Great weather, but I mean it was good. It was great the previous two weekends ago, I guess, at this point, when it was 70s, and it was like, oh my god, we're here, we made it, it's spring, And then boom, like 2 days later, it's like, okay, we're down to 30s again. Like right now it's 38 right now. So, I mean, it's back and forth. It's like,
we did have a tornado come through the other night.
I saw, oh, dang.
I think we had one, that I forgot. I don't think it was 2 weeks ago. We had one hit, about probably 9 miles out of town.
Yeah.
But that was when I sent through all that video where it was, I was stuck in the shop and it was hailing and I'm just sitting there watching my Jeep get pelted. That was fun.
Yeah.
I had fallen asleep and then the weather alert came through everybody's phone and we all sprung up out of bed and I go outside and you know, the tornado season, it's very eerie.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Calm and still. The wind is, it gets really warm, then all of a sudden it gets really cold, then the bad shit comes through. And we had a little damage, but it wasn't too bad. No one really reported a whole lot around.
That's good, at least.
Yeah.
That's good.
E1 or F1 was the size of the touchdown here.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not too bad.
No. I know after you had that, I know the next day, I think all that stuff came up towards me and we did have a tornado watch, and luckily, you know, nothing happened of it, but it was like, okay, you know, 9 PM. Okay. Tornado watch, you know, be ready. I know, I think other places, I think more south in the state actually had tornado warnings, and a few people I know got, you know, alerts about it. So I don't know if anything actually touched down, but it was coming, went from you and then came along this way. Over here, but yes, the crazy weather of this season, when it's every day, it's like, okay, one day it can be nice, it can be raining and hailing, then it's snowing.
Yeah,
one day it goes 70 to 30, it's snowing. You're like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
just pick one. Let's just pick one and be done with it.
Yep.
Have like one season in a week.
Yeah,
not one season, but all four seasons in a week.
Monday. Okay, it's winter. And my spring. Then it's summer. Then it's down to spring. It's fall. It's like, man, just pick one. Let's go.
Yep.
So you guys get a little taste of the Bluegrass State, because if you don't like the weather in Kentucky, give it about 10 minutes. It'll change.
Yep, that's how it is here too.
Yep.
Yeah, when you wake up and you got all four seasons throughout the course of one day. You wake up, it's freezing.
Word.
By the afternoon, it's hot. And then as soon as the sun starts going down, it's back to winter again.
It's freezing.
Like, oh.
Yeah. Yep.
I've got it. Gotta get this.
Yeah, right now it's 71 degrees here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. 71 degrees at night. I mean, that's solid. That's solid right there.
That's solid right there. Yeah, my friend Cody just got back from Georgia from his dad's, and he's got like 20 something bottles of bourbon that he wants to try. So he hit me up right as I was leaving the shop, which I'm kind of glad that we started a little bit later, because I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take my time on this tattoo. Then I was like, I'll take my time, and I still had the guy. Aaron, the guy that I train and teach with over at the school, his brother came in and offered. He was like, man, it's not very bright in here. And he's an electrician. He goes, hey, if I could hook you up with some LED lights, would you let me switch these to LEDs? And I was like, yeah.
Word.
So we just traded tattoo work for – he came in and changed all my lights to LEDs.
You scratch my back, I scratch your back. One of those.
Yeah.
That's right. Like,
hey, all right, we can make this work here.
Yeah, it was nice. So yeah, he's still doing that, because I was just gonna give him my key and be like, yeah, just bring it by the house. But when he hit us up and said that, I was like, I'm just gonna take my time then. Shit.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
It all works out there.
It definitely did. Yeah.
You get more time to enjoy these. Now this one, this is already. Yeah. I mean, this is another one that's down.
I didn't pour this out in a glass. I just
already down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like
really
this.
Easy beers to finish. Yeah.
This takes the throne. This is number one for me.
It definitely does so far.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I put this number one so far, and then the Breakaway Blonde as the number two, as of right now. But two solid beers. Definitely
solid flavors.
Yes. Yeah, solid flavors, solid beers. So far, so good with the spring.
And that's one thing Sam Adams has going for him. out of all the beers they have, I've never had a bad one.
I haven't yet.
I like every one I've ever tried.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been curious.
I mean, there's a couple where I wouldn't drink them on a daily, but they're just still right. Good.
Yeah.
You know, they're really, really good.
Yeah, you have it. Like you said, there's some that you're not going to sit there and drink all day, but okay, if you drink one of them and then move on to something else or even maybe a different Sam variety. I know the one I am curious to try, which I haven't found yet, which I think comes in Tall Boys, is that new it's the Sam Adams, the Cherry Bomb. It's like the 8%.
I haven't found it at all. Yeah.
One. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's like cherry. I think it's a cherry wheat ale, something like that. I think.
Yeah. By the way, that what is it? The Samuel Adams. The Samuel Adams. What is it? The Utopia. Yeah.
Yes.
I might go halves with one of my friends.
Really?
I'm going to start a GoFundMe to buy that.
Start a GoFundMe account to do it? I think you might do it.
So let me try Utopia, yeah.
Yeah.
Let Roadhouse experience Utopia.
Yes.
GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it, and we were like, you know what? We got a little bit extra.
What is it, like $300? With, you know?
It's about $300.
So, yeah, right? I think.
Yeah. Yeah. If you want the it's in a black one, a black and gold one. They still have a few of the, I think it was like an anniversary edition. Oh, excuse me. There you go. It's Cody. Y'all remember Cody?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Yo.
Hey. Sneaking in there.
Oh, he got a challenge coin.
Oh, nice.
Pretty dope. Dude, that is so cool. I love that. So let's fuck around and find out.
I miss you, buddy.
I miss you too, girl. Yeah. Hey, yeah. And here's Tabby too. Hang on.
There you go.
Sorry, my phone holder wasn't. Yeah, phone holder wasn't working.
You gotta do what you gotta do around here. You gotta make your. Utopia $240 for a 24.5-ounce bottle.
Okay.
Is the suggested retail price?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah, my phone automatically zooms in and out, I guess. There we go.
Yeah, it's like, hey, that's here weird. We are. We're here.
I think it's a new update. Yeah.
It's like, finding all the people in your background.
Yeah, I think when it sees people around you, it's like, hey, what are you doing over there? Like,
so today when I was at the liquor store looking around.
There we go.
You're back.
They had a box set. Yeah. I don't know if it's set, but Willett Distillery, so it makes bourbon here at Mogul. They had a box set. It was labeled Millennium, and it was $6,500.
God bless.
I need to look into why. What's so special about this?
I wonder how long it's aged. So I think with bourbons, the longer it's aged, the more it's going to cost.
Sure, I understand that. You know, I've had some 10, and I've had some 15-year-old bourbons. Like Pappy, you know, I paid $75 for a single shot of Pappy, and I did it.
Yeah, you did it.
You did it. You can say, you say you had it. You spent the money. You had it. You can cross
out. I had it.
You had it.
And it was good. I enjoyed it, but $6,500, you know. What is that other one, the Louis the 13th? It's like,
oh, yeah,
$10,000 for a bottle.
Just, and
I was gonna say, and how, what is that, a 750 milliliter bottle, probably? I mean, probably.
I better be pissing gold nuggets. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You gotta recoup gold. Somehow. You gotta recoup those expenses off of it somehow.
Yeah.
I meant to look into that when I got home, and I totally forgot until just now when you brought up the Utopia. So, if anybody out there knows more than I do,
let us know. Leave a comment. Leave a comment down below if you got the info on it there. You know,
or if anybody that's watching wants to, you know, contribute to the GoFundMe for our Utopia experience.
We're more than welcome.
We do take donations here.
Yes, we do.
By the three of us around.
Exactly, yes.
That's right,
Our dedicated followers and subscribers and listeners and viewers, you know, yes. with viewers like you out there.
22,000 of you.
22,000 of you. If all of you chip in $1, I mean, look at that.
I mean, hey.
We'll have more than enough then.
We'll be trying the Millennium.
Yeah, yeah, we can get all that top shelf stuff over there with that. Just $1 from all
we'll
of
have
these.
One day where we all dress in like a tuxedo and shit.
Yes, we're going. Yeah, exactly.
we'll come out looking like dumber. Yeah. Is why they cover money.
Yes. Oh, I'll wear that tuxedo. Yeah, that'd be funny. Oh man,
I get it. You guys wearing tuxedos to a job interview? I get it. You know,
my favorite part is when they fart.
You fart?
Like,
yeah.
Did you fart?
All right, now, yeah, you say, that's He's onions like, and ketchup. Yeah, I can taste it. All right, now the tuxedos are kind of fucked up.
Classic.
That's fucking hilarious. I want to just because I own a business. I don't have to worry about interviewing, but I want to apply to a job just so I can do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, just sit there in a tuxedo. I'm like, no, shut up.
Yeah, shut.
I'm interviewing you.
You're
now.
Telling me to shut
up? Right.
All right, yeah. So we got two down here in the Sam Adams, the Spring Favorites variety pack. So we figured now is a good time to dive into the reveal of the official bracket reveal.
Yes.
Of 2026 OYBob.com Battle of the Boost Tournament. We wait all year for this moment, and it has arrived. And if you've followed us for years now, you know about the tournament. You know, 64 beverages from bum wines, beers, malt liquor, malt beverages compete to be the number one voted by people like you, viewers like you out there, have the chance to vote in this tournament. And I know we went over on the – when we did the 20,000 subscriber celebration, I popped up the picture here, the Hall of Fame, the previous champions, you know, as now that we are on the 11th year of the tournament here, you know, the Old English has the chokehold on with the three-peat. Can Old English make it four in a row? We will see this year. You know, we got Old English, Colt 45, Mickey's, High Life, MD 2020, a lot of old favorites out there that have been champions. But now this year, we'll see. Will we see a new one take the reins and become the top dog this year? So, but let's do it now. We are going to break it out here now. Where you
continue?
Well, the dynasty
can fuck around and find out.
Yeah, see, that's what you see. You got to see what will happen over here. So let's do it here. Let's break it out here. Let's show the break it out here. The 2026 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament bracket right here. See, 64 of our favorites competing for that top prize and the bragging rights of being this year's champion here. So let's start over here in the malt liquor category on here. You know, you got all your favorites here. You got Old English 800, you got Colt 45, High Gravity, Mickey's, Earthquake, the Schlitz, the original malt liquor, King Cobra, Natty Daddy, Axe Head, St. Ives, Country Club, Steel Reserve, Hurricane, High Gravity, our favorite no longer with us, the Colt 45 double malt. Can it do one last hurrah after cracking open that final can on the podcast a few weeks back? We have Schlitz High Gravity, Colt 45, and Jaguar High Gravity here. So a lot of, you know, old favorites, classics out here. I mean, any day of the week, probably any of these can be people's top spots, top favorite in the malt liquor category over here. But I think we have in the malt liquor category, you know, we have some great classics. I mean, some tough matchups Great matchups out here to see, okay, who can advance in this tournament. Yeah. Will it be? Can Old English do it again? Can Old English do four in a row? I mean, listen, that's tough.
Old English is sitting in a hard bracket right now.
They are. They are. That's one of them that I have in this area, though, is Old English.
I mean, right there, Number one seed, Old English. You go down, you got Mickey's in Earthquake.
Yeah.
You can almost guess who's going to pull that off.
Yeah.
And then if that's the case, you know, we can lose Old English, right?
Yeah, Mickey's if Mickey's an Old English, go head to head second round.
That's gonna be
that's a tough one there.
Mickey's was solid last year and the year before.
Yeah, Mickey's has always been a top contender, a previous champion.
Yes.
I mean, I guess one of the big questions this year will be Colt 45.
Colt 45
always has had a great following, but I know you. Yeah, Kevin finally found it. You know, the day after we went through all the Colt 45s for the podcast.
I'm not going to lie. In the past, when I filled out my brackets, I just wrote in the middle champion Colt 45, and I worked my way back.
Yeah.
This is the first year that I'm actually going to
I know. Colt 45 doesn't have the same aura around it anymore because of the brown bottles, the switch. It's not quite the same anymore. Following. So, I mean, I'm sure it can get past Jaguar. You know, I mean, I've only had that the one time. And I, Roadhouse, I sent you the, you the can of the Jaguar? We did that a few years back. The Jaguar and the Axe Head, we did.
Yes.
Cans
behind me.
Maybe is it sitting on your shelf over there? But
man,
I'm sure Colt 45 will probably make its way through. But once Colt 45 gets some of that tough competition, if it is a St. Ides or even a Steel Reserve, I could see taking out a Colt 45 this time around because it doesn't have the same. It's not a fan favorite as much as it used to be.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have the same following.
With the whole switchover.
I was talking to some clients about how I found Colt 45 and all that, and they were like, where the fuck did you find Colt 45? I hadn't seen that in years.
Right.
They were like, we didn't even know they still made it. And I was like, oh, they do.
Yeah.
And that's what was crazy is there were people that were of age to know that Colt 45 40s was a thing. I get that was – when people thought of 40s, like they thought of Colt 45, that's where it was. But but just to hear that, I was like, damn, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, it's a forgotten thing. As we've said many times, the 40s themselves have become a forgotten thing. I mean, and shout out to the guy who was making a comment the other day on the YouTube channel about the Colt, the cool Colt, the menthol,
the menthol
Colt 45. Yes. And he classic. Brought that up there. He's like, "Have you guys ever heard of this cool Colt 45?" I'm like, I've heard of it. Yes, I've heard stories about it, and I never had the privilege of
never
being a cool Colt 45, the menthol flavored Colt
45. I want to try. I'm a curious.
I would have loved to have tried it then. I mean, I highly doubt at this point, that any of them actually exist anymore. And if somebody does have one, that you probably shouldn't drink it.
I'll drink it.
Just like that guy who cracked open the 30-year-old can of Colt 45 Power Master and was like, I don't think you should drink that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this, and someone else in their description and agree with it. If you want to try the cool Colt 45, just get your regular Colt 45 and a pack of Newports and
dump them.
Keep them in the 40. And let then, it soak. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Let him soak
it's
in there.
Like for a
soak like gummy bears and vodka.
Yeah. Exactly.
That'd be rough.
Yeah.
You definitely got to strain out the tobacco though, because you get some of that tobacco in with that drink. That I'd throw up.
Yeah. That's
not, just strain it through your teeth.
Wipe them off.
Yeah. Don't swallow it. Just kind of swoosh it around a bit, just to get the taste, and then spit it out.
And then spit it out, kind of like the fancy people do with wine.
Yeah, exactly.
I wouldn't know
about
that. We're cheap booze and malt liquors. We're not fancy wine.
I know.
Could you imagine with a beer? You just swish it around and spit it back in the cup.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't see that. I see people do that. I'm like, what are you doing? You're not getting like, the full effect.
You're not getting drunk. Come on. What's the point of drinking if you're not? Come on.
Yeah. what are we doing here, guys? Come on. So we have our
King Cobra this year.
King Cobra, okay.
I think King Cobra is going to have a pretty it's going to have pretty good standing this year. Yeah.
I can see that Cobra. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't think
I think King Cobra and Old English are going to Yeah, I mean, it's
tough. I mean, it's really tough to think who could do it. I can see King Cobra getting a good run.
A good run. They're in an easy bracket, in my opinion. They're going to make it to the Final Four at least.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. All right. Roadhouse is thinking that King Cobra has a good shot this year. So we'll see. That's what it takes. Your votes out there. Votes when the polls are open. Get your votes in. Every round, right. Make sure you everybody get out vote. There, you know. Exactly, you know, just keep tapping everything. We'll have the links will be out there, you know, on the YouTube channel, on the Instagrams, Twitters, Facebook, everywhere you can find Bum Wine Bob. We'll have the links out there when the polls are open there. So that covers us in the malt liquor category, and then we will scoot our way down here a little bit down to the malt beverage bracket malt here, beverages. Which, you know, has all of our favorites here, which this one did, the one I had the other day to celebrate St. Patrick's Day did not make the bracket this year, but I had to for the green for St. Patrick's Day. I had to crack open a Four Loko sour apple.
Yeah.
Mainly because I was going through the fridge and I'm like, okay, St. Patrick's Day, I need to drink something green or something festive. I didn't have any Guinness. I didn't stop anywhere. I'm going through the fridge and I still have a couple random cans of Four Loko left over, you know, from my birthday, you know, over in July. So, like, going through there, I'm like, oh, look, I got a Four Loko sour apple. And I think Four Loko made a post or something related to sour apple. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let me crack it open. So I did it. And it's, you know, nice bright green color on this guy here. I mean, not one of my all-time favorite flavors, but...
It's not. The apple flavor is what's lacking in it. You know,
sour apple does not taste like apple.
It might taste a little bit lacking in that one.
Take it a little bit like an apple. Yeah. So sour apple did not make the bracket in this year's tournament. But hey, if you guys are fans out there, there's always next year. You know, getting out there and pushing it. It can always make it in there next year.
Maybe Four Loko will start stepping it up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean,
Four Loko.
There's no shortage here of Four Loko.
I'm not that crazy girlfriend that keeps on sticking around. I'm going to stick around.
Yeah. He'll be out there. No? Kevin doesn't give up easily, so he'll still be out there for you. But, I mean, as we said, there's no shortage of Four Lokos in the bracket.
No, there's not.
This year. You got
Four Loko's got a pretty good
Four Loko always has it's tough when it comes to the malt beverages because there's not too many of them.
The jackpot is jackpot making it at least to the Final Four.
Yeah. It's really the three this year because last year I did have some of the Hard Mountain Dews in there, but the only thing I don't like is that the ABV isn't high enough they're only 5%ers. So I think you got to be 8 or higher. So that's why you get the four. It's really the Four Lokos. It's the Steel Reserve, spiked ones, and the juice. Those are like the big three when it comes to malt beverages these days. So you got Four Loko Jungle Juice. You got the Steel Reserve.
I see the Jungle Punch, Juice making
the Four Loko Red. Four Loko the new, as you said, the new Four Loko Jackpot makes it in this year. The Steel Reserve, the cherry slushy, really good. That was great when I had that in the snow, and I made my own little slushy with the snow outside. Yeah. So that's solid.
Yeah.
The Beetlejuice, the Dragon Juice, Juice Mango, the classic Four Loko USA, still alive and kicking out there. Four Loko, the Sour Galactic Punch, Four Loko Gold, Jungle Juice, Juice Blue Lemonade, the Steel Reserve, the spiked watermelon, Four Loko Camo, and the juice screwdriver. So there's a lot out there.
There's going on in this bracket.
Yeah, there's a lot out there.
It's a tough bracket, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, the Four Lokos usually get the push.
I think the jackpot will make the Final Four. That's my call, and I think for sure the Jungle Juice will make Final Four. That's a good one.
That juice doesn't have distribution nationwide.
Yeah.
Because if they did, they would dominate Four Loko.
Yeah.
They would.
Taste-wise, hands down, juice has got Four Loko beat.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I think a lot of the Four Locos will advance, while some of the the juice flavors might be better than some of these. People only.
That's why I said really, the only one that'll make it to the Final Four might be the Jungle Juice, just because that's a more popular flavor to everybody.
Yeah. And it's tough because people will see it, and we try to go off. And I say everything that I put in this bracket is something that I've drank these all before. And it has to be something that you know featured on the website over the years between now and 12 years ago. I don't put anything on here that I've never personally drank. So it's tough for people that maybe haven't had some of these flavors of things, and you're going, okay, well, I mean, I haven't had, you know, a dragon juice, but okay, I've had a Four Loko jungle juice before, something like that. Yeah. So you stick with what you've had before, the known against the unknown. So that's what's tough when it comes to voting in some of these things that you're going on. Okay, you know, Four Loko this. Okay, I've had a Four Loko. I'll pick that. So that's what will get the push to move along more out there. But it's a lot of good. Another tough one. I think the brackets this year.
It's a good bracket.
One of the toughest matchups, and when it comes to all these, when we'll go through the last two and see, but. I mean, we'll see. But Four Loko USA is always a contender. That one always lingers.
Four Loko USA is a very good contender.
That's what
I think Four Loko USA should have been put with Four Loko Jackpot and just see how they compete against each other.
There's always a chance.
Yeah.
You could make it all the way down to here. Yeah. You could make it. You could see
if
those
they
two.
Do, that's going to be a tough one because those are two of my favorites.
Yeah. And like I said, I always.
On my taste buds. Insane. Yeah. The Beetlejuice would make it to the Final Four.
Okay.
But to be realistic, I think Four Loko USA will make it to the Final Four.
Yeah, that would definitely be a...
That's my prediction.
Because Loko
USA... I think anybody that's tried the jackpot, though, I hope more people tried. The only problem is the jackpot's still not all over. It's one of those things where there's still... Yeah,
it's still new. It's still...
It's going to be a tough one, but I want it... I can see it make it to the Final Four if enough people has tried it. But for sure the USA. Oh, the USA is always a favorite. That's my 4th of July.
I know. See? America right there. You got to celebrate that there. So we'll see. We'll see who will be the supreme malt beverage in this year's bracket. And then we will move along to our other bottom shelf favorites over here. With the in the bum wine bracket here, so you got all your favorites, all the old school classics out here. You got the Night Train Express, you got Wild Irish Rose, the Green Apple, Cisco Peach, MD, the Electric Melon, the MD 2020 Banana Red, Wild Irish Rose, Wild Fruit, Cisco Berry, MD 2020 Pineapple Gold, the Dirty Bird itself, Thunderbird. MD 2020 Dragon Fruit, the Bling Bling, MD 2020 Blue Raspberry, the MD 2020 Spike, the Classic Wild Irish Rose Red, Cisco Strawberry, MD 2020 Orange Jubilee, and the Cisco Orange Pineapple. So
orange on orange.
We're going. Yeah, we got a lot of match with these. Yeah, orange on orange. There, I mean, a lot of the old school classics here. You know.
MD's one of those ones where it's like Four Loko. It's got that following.
It does. It still has that.
All the people that partied, you know, in college or partied when they were younger, either drank a Four Loko or they for sure drank MD. You know, it's one of those things where everybody's drank it. It's going to be a hard competition with any of the MD flavors.
I mean, the only ones that always put up a good fight, you know, the Night Train Express always puts up a good fight because people still get the nostalgia. And even Thunderbird too. Those two. I mean, I'm always waiting for that year that Night Train or Thunderbird could, you know, get that push and get the. But it seems like every year that we're further removed from them being available to people.
Yes.
They take one step back in the tournament each year.
Yeah.
I think a few years, I mean, one of the first years I know Night Train, I think, did make it to the finals. I think that might have been the year against Mickey's. Might have been Night Train and Mickey's in the finals. I was like, oh, could Night Train do it this year? But it wasn't meant to be. It was Mickey's that took over. But like you say, a lot of the MD 2020s, like the Blue Raspberry, the Bling Bling always has a good push out there. So it's probably going to be something from the MD-2020s of the world that's going to make its way out there to the Final Four. But
yeah.
But hey, we could see some upsets. You never know. You could see that Cinderella team.
Wild Irish Rose, great again.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, the only shitty part is it doesn't have the following, and you don't see them as much as you do any of the MDs. Or I mean, I see Thunderbird every so often whenever I travel. So whenever I travel to, I honestly want to pick up a Thunderbird whenever I travel.
You should. If you see it,
because you can find them in Mississippi. Yeah, for sure. You can find them in Mississippi.
Yeah, if you see them out there, stock up. You got to load up when you can.
Especially the bread one.
Yeah, if you can get the good stuff there. But yeah, but see, the bone line bracket's always, see, it's tough. And it's going to be tough matchups. As you said, all these we've gone through is some tough matchups out there. It's going to take the voting out there, people putting in their time to vote and to think. If it's going back to those memories you have of saying, okay, good or bad, you know, what was it? Was it, you know, oh, Cisco Berry. Oh, I had this one night when I drank too much of it, then I threw up. It's like, okay, is that a good memory or a bad memory?
That's me and Indy.
Yeah.
They were good memories, but the throwing up part wasn't good. You know?
Yeah, it was good. It was good up until that part. Yeah. And then you go from there. So there's your bum wines, your bottom shelf specials there.
Awesome.
In the bracket there. Then last but not least, we have our beers. You have the everyday drinkers right here. Cold and cheap, as we like to call it here.
The most controversial bracket.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one. I mean, I, like I said, I think this year, I think some of these matchups in all these brackets are going to be tough, you know, round by round out there. First round matchups are tough, but as we go round by round, it's just going to get more difficult out there. So going down the line here, you have Rolling Rock, you have Schaefer, you got Miller High Life, you got Boxer Lager, you got Labatt Ice House, PBR, Outlaw, you got Genesee Cream Ale, Natural Ice, Hams, Busch, Coors Banquet, Milwaukee's Best Ice, you got Old Milwaukee, and Bud Ice.
All right. There.
So one of the, I was going to say, now, one of the newest entrants this year, which, and with the beers, I always say, I like to keep these all on the cheaper side.
Yeah.
Well, we've gone through many times that, you know, a lot of these beers aren't, quote unquote, as cheap anymore as they used to be.
Right.
So one of the newest ones was, I did throw in the Outlaw this year for the first time because that is cheap. Now, I know we've had some back and forth. We tried it. We liked it then. We've had some not so good experiences with Outlaw since then. But at the, you know, $9 for a 12-pack range, that's cheap enough to throw it in.
It's hard to beat
this year. But it's going up against, you know, PBR. So that's going to be a tough one to beat out there. But you got all the other old school classics.
You know, Boxer's solid, but it don't have a chance this year.
Yeah, going against High Life. I mean, you're not going to get Boxer to beat High Life out there.
High Life is going to win every day.
I mean, Rolling Rock. I mean, Schaefer's a good beer, but going up against Rolling Rock. I mean,
Rolling Rock's got it.
That's a tough one there. Ice House and Labatt Ice. I mean,
ooh, Busch.
Probably Ice House, probably. And then one of the toughest ones, I think, is Busch. This year, we put in the classic Busch beer going up against Hams. That's going to be a tough one.
That's a tough one.
As well. You
if I can get my hands on some Hams, you know, I want to find Hams. I haven't had it in years. But Busch, you can find anywhere. I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, then another tough one, I think, probably for Roadhouse, because I know he's big on the Old Milwaukee. And Old Milwaukee going up against Bud Ice.
Yeah.
That's a tough matchup over there. So
I hate saying it, but I see Bud Ice prevailing over that.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you get the
Old Milwaukee, just doesn't have
Old Milwaukee, number 2 seed. I love it.
Yeah. I see it as the number 2 seed, yeah.
I was gonna say, don't go too much on the seedings. It is all randomized out here. So, but you can take the two if you want to go with the two.
If you're going by price,
If
you're going by price,
definitely Old Milwaukee
is a solid number 2.
Yeah, but Ice. I mean, we love it. We did it. You know, we've talked about it. We've drank it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, Bud Ice is always good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I personally would go Bud Ice over Old Milwaukee, but I know for some people, they'll do Old Milwaukee. They'll like that better over Bud Ice.
Yeah.
So it's going to, I think a lot of these, we had a lot of close ones, I think, here.
I mean, Old Milwaukee's riding on that cult following.
Yeah.
You know, it is just.
It's dying off. That's
for the guys that just drink on the level that I do with the price point.
Mm-hmm.
Old Milwaukee all day.
Yeah.
You know,
there's one spot that I go to every now and then, and they have the 16-ounce cans, I think, a six-pack for, like you said, like the $4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough to beat.
The
price, you know, for that six pack of 16-ounce for like $4.99, you know, $5 for that. When you can get under $1 a beer and it's 16 ounces, I mean, we'll take that any day of the week over here. So, like I said, that's more the old school crew.
Yeah.
With the Old Milwaukee out there. But a lot of good matchups here. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough out there when it comes to all these, you know, in the beer bracket here. You know, you got PBR, always one that still hasn't won yet, but it's come close a few times.
Real close.
Yeah.
So, and you can see High Life, a former champion. So you never know what you're going to get out here. I mean, this is we got the full bracket here. You know, it comes once a year. It is the 2026 BumWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament.
Mm-mm.
The polls will be open, and you'll be ready to vote out
yes,
there.
Sir.
So
I'll be ready to vote.
Spread
guys.
The word. Spread the word. Yeah. Tell your friends. Get those votes in. You know, this is just the first round, and the first round. We'll keep your alerts on. You know, first round, second round. You know, Sour 16, the eight, the Elite Eight, Final Four. You know, we'll be going over the next few weeks. Now we usually give it a couple days yeah. per round. To get those votes in.
Share
everybody
it
out
friends.
There. You
got
to share it, tell your friends, post it everywhere. You know, doesn't cost a thing. We say it doesn't cost anything to subscribe here. Doesn't cost a thing just to share the link when it's
the
up there to
vote. The more exciting it'll get.
It is. Yeah. It is out there. And as the tournament goes on, we will keep you guys posted. We'll be doing some more podcasts, you know, with updates round by round out here.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why you got to get those votes in. Tell your friends and spread the word out there. The Battle of the Booze Tournament. But now that we got the tournament out of the way, and the bracket's been shared, let's pick up where we left off. Let's go
and
on and continue.
Have to have real ID to vote.
That's
no,
right.
No. We are not checking.
We're not worried
IDs
about
here.
The Save America
no.
Act or anything.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're not checking IDs here to vote. We are going on the honor system over here when it comes to your voting. don't be stuffing the ballot box, okay? I mean, well, we're not monitoring everybody. You know, we try to keep it honest as possible as we can.
That's right.
Over here. So, but anyway, back in our Sam Adams variety pack out here, going down our list here. So we got two left here that are both at 5.5%. So I think you want to go with the Blackberry next.
Yeah, because I think the Alpine Spring would be a good one to finish on
because we want to see Alpine Spring, and does it taste like soap? We will find out. But before we get to that,
does it taste like Irish Spring?
Yeah, exactly. We want to find out here. But I mean, you got this one here, the Blackberry Wheat Beer. Oh, this is one of the Samuel Adams, the Vintage Brews, as it says.
Okay.
On the can. So okay, so these last two are the vintage brews.
Wow,
that we did.
Wow.
So we timed it perfectly. See what we do here?
We
didn't even try it, but this is what we do here. Bursting with blackberry flavor, this fruit forward fan favorite is an ode to traditional Belgian brewing. It is lightly sweet, tart, and back for a limited time only. So here we got there, the Sam Adams, the Blackberry Wheat Beer. So let's dive in. Let's crack it open.
This one open.
Yes, get this one open.
Let's do it.
See what kind of blackberry goodness we can. Okay, I smell it right away.
It's not. Yeah.
Not too much though.
Not too bad. You can tell it's a Belgian. Definitely a wheat beer. It's gonna be interesting.
All right. Let's do it. Let's
dive in, guys.
Dive in here. Samuel Adams.
Cheers.
Blackberry. Cheers.
Wow.
I kind of got a little little tartness to it.
A little tartness, yeah. You can taste the blackberry. But then it's got that heavier taste to it. It's not bad.
Yeah, I'm trying to pinpoint. I'm like, it's not bad.
Yeah. This is a hard one to.
It's an interesting flavor, though.
Yeah.
After doing the first two that were like smooth, this one's easy drinking, this one has that flavor to it that.
Yeah.
It's kind of got that aftertaste that you can kind of taste that blackberry.
Yeah.
But it kind of lingers a little too much.
Yeah.
I think.
Like fun. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I haven't had fun dip in a while. I love that stuff. I snorted it one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not the only one.
We all have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It burned pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting flavor.
Yeah.
I enjoy it, but I don't want another one. Right? I don't want another one.
No, I'll wait on another one.
No, yeah, no, it's definitely not one. No, it's not one of the ones that we said that you can drink all day.
Yeah,
you want to have. Agreed. You want to go through the variety pack, and you want to drink one of them.
Yes,
sure.
It's definitely a one. One thing, like one beer. Out of this one a day. I could have one of these a day and maybe be all right.
I can see the situation. And it goes back to outdoor grilling. And I'm drinking, you know, high life after high life after high life. And I go back in and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to grab this. Just break
it. Just a chain, a palate change. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what this is good for.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of got, I don't know, it's got a little bit of that lingering aftertaste to it that I'm not a big fan of.
It's not artificial.
No, and it could just be the blackberry.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not a huge blackberry fan to begin with, so I think that's kind of part of it. If you're somebody who loves blackberries, then this might be up your alley, something like this. But I mean. You can still drink it quick,
sure.
But would it be anything I'd go out of? I mean, like I said, I could drink one of these.
My favorite jelly,
blackberry jelly is pretty good. Yeah,
blackberry is my favorite jelly. That's why I was kind of on the fence with seeing the blackberry in the profile on this beer because I'm going to think it's going to be like.
Yeah.
And the only thing is,
I would have thought it would have been a little bit. I mean, it's sweet, but I thought it would have been closer to of course, it's a heavier beer, but closer to a sour almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what you would think. Than a wheat beer. I don't know.
Well,
that's a hard one to.
Yes, it's hard to put your finger on.
Oh, Roadhouse over here being a champ.
Yeah. Well, this is going third in line for me so far.
Yeah, me too.
It's not terrible, but it's not as good as the other two.
Yeah, I think that's a good third so far.
And yeah, I go back to saying I've never had a bad Sam Adams. So...
It's not bad. Not at all bad. I would drink it again. I would definitely drink it again. It's not one I'm going to drink all day like the other two, but I could probably have one here and there and definitely enjoy it.
Yeah.
Especially throughout spring and summer. These are good picks for spring. I wish they would come out with a summer variety pack. That'd be good.
They might. Tropical. I don't know, soon. I mean, we're just getting spring now. I mean, I know they're quick with these. Like when the spring one came out in like December. So I mean, I'm sure if it's not out yet, give it a week or two, and then the summer variety pack will be out.
I don't
there.
Think they have they ever had a summer variety pack.
I don't know. Let me see.
I don't believe they have. Yeah, I don't believe they.
Better ever now. They have the other three seasons.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They have fall, winter, and spring. I mean.
No, they did. They did have a beers of summer variety pack.
Nice.
Was that last year? Let's see. Was that
shit? It's probably already out.
Let's see. Oh, and then there was also a Sips of Summer variety pack. So they have done in the past. They have had a couple different ones out there. I don't know what years these were from, but yeah, there were a couple different ones out there. Awesome. So we'll be searching. We'll keep our eyes open for the summer Friday.
I'm gonna have to go back to Houston. I'm gonna have to drive 6 hours again. I don't mind though. I didn't drive the 6 hours.
You do what you got to do. This time I'll do it. Yeah. So we did our BlackBerry. So that means we have one more left.
Yes.
Variety pack here. And that is the Alpine Spring. Sam Adams here. Let's see. Nice and green. Another Sam Adams vintage brew that I can't read because they put white writing on the green can, which I don't know who thought that was a good idea. First brewed in 2011, this unfiltered lager balances bright citrus and hop character. It's as clean and crisp as a spring morning, and like spring itself, only available for a limited time. So it sounds promising from the description out there.
I just wonder if it's going to be borderline IPA kind of note.
I hope not, but...
If it's a mild... Happy note, I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
If it's like a really it says happy
balances citrus and hops.
Yes.
So
okay. I like hops. Crisp. It's just when IPAs get
too much hops. Yeah.
It's where it's like you're a goat eating plants.
Let me just eat some pine cones. Yeah.
You get some hops and you work them up. You get to smell them before you brew them. It's so delightful just to smell that grain in your hand. I don't know what hops. I guess it's derivative of a cannabis plant.
Almost, yeah. Because I have tasted some IPAs where it's like, come on, guys.
Yeah. You know, when you get into those IPAs.
try a little bit, yeah.
It works with me. I can't drink a lot of them because it's almost like a muscle relaxer.
Yeah.
It really tones things down for me, but I'm ready for this one.
All right, let's do it. Let's crank it open. Let's crank open this Alpine Spring here. See what we're dealing with here.
Yeah, that can does not show up well in the light.
Yeah. The green and the white was not quite the.
That's what's making me go on this IPA.
And it does kind of have that smell a little bit.
It does. Like,
yeah, it's got that
little IPA type
smell.
But we'll see. We'll see how it tastes here. So last but not least, the Sam Adams, the Alpine Spring.
Cheers. Just what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, no, that's good. That is pretty good.
I like it a lot.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a lighter hoppiness. It's not.
Yes.
It's for the guy that wants to like an IPA.
but does not want to taste pine cones. Yeah.
Doesn't want to eat grass.
Dirt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. The smell of it was more IPA than the taste.
Exactly. I smelled
like, I'm like, oh no, this is not gonna end well. But then took that sip.
But you get the hoppiness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you definitely taste the hoppiness in it.
It actually makes my saliva glands stimulate. my mouth is watering. It's not too often that happens.
Yeah, it's a smooth. If there was a such thing as a smooth IPA, that's
yeah.
right there. But
yeah. an IPA light.
Yeah, IPA yeah, exactly. light. There yeah, you go. Yeah. yeah. That's what they need to start making is IPA
yeah.
light.
Yeah.
yeah.
Alpine Spring. I like it.
Yeah.
yeah. I do
not
too.
Taste like it's ivory soap. Another,
doesn't taste like yeah, it doesn't taste like ivory or Irish Spring.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's pretty but solid. Yeah. I think that's a good flavor.
Yep.
Listen, and that's at the 5.5%. So just around the average, you know, a little bit, you know, 5.5, a little above that usual 5% realm. But not bad at all. I'm pleasantly surprised with this one. I was going in thinking that between the Blackberry and this one, there was like the two that were like the questionable ones. It was like,
yeah, those two were the ones that I was kind of like, but not bad. It just goes again where Samuel Adams just doesn't disappoint.
Yep, I agree. Let's see what kind of color this has. I've missed the last two. And I'm reusing the same glass, so that may not be fair either.
That's all right. Close enough. Okay, so it's a little bit
darker. I had about the color I thought it was
yeah.
too.
Cloudiness. Yeah. And let me get up here in the light so it's not as red as
it is. Yeah, it's also got that cloudiness in it.
It is like a wheat ale, that lightness of a wheat ale, but
yeah.
the cloudiness of the hops. So, yeah, very good.
Not bad at all. And again, it's easy to drink. It's one of those ones where I drink it. Yeah.
Yeah, this is one that you could drink a good amount in one sitting.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whew. Well, I'm going to move this one. God, hey. To number two position.
Ooh, number two. All right, coming in. All right, movers and
I've
shakers.
I've got mine.
Here.
Roadhouse has got his in order.
Oh, yeah, I've got mine in order right here.
All right, ooh, yep. I think I got mine. Here, let's see. All right, yeah, I think... All right, who wants to go first? Who wants to do their power rankings?
Go the line.
First here.
I think same. Roadhouse. There we go. Let's see Roadhouse.
All right, I'll go first yeah. this time.
Yeah.
So coming in at number four, I'm going to go the Blackberry.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
And it's not a bad thing. It's just not.
Not at all. Yeah.
On my
level. It's just it's enjoyable. But
number three,
it's different. It's different. Yeah,
is the Breakaway Blonde.
Okay,
very enjoyable, very light.
I think you might have the same idea I do.
Number two, we're going to do Alpine Springs.
Yep.
And then coming in at first is Cold Snap. Definitely
Cold Snap. Definitely if I could find just a six pack of
yeah,
Cold
I think
Snap,
they do. I think they do have. I think
yeah.
I think Cold Snap
yeah,
is
I've
out
seen
in
it.
Six packs. Yeah, six or 12 packs.
I've seen six pack bottles.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. That's my same power rankings. yeah, you had the same idea that I did.
All right. Hey, man, you two are synced up over there. We're talking
that's
about
right.
you know syncing up our cycles over here.
We synced it up.
You synced up the rankings and the cycles all in one.
Oh yeah,
there together. So if Kevin's got the same rankings that Roadhouse has over there, then I'll go ahead. I'll do mine over here.
Yep.
So coming in at number four, I have the Blackberry here, which I was not a fan. Drinkable, yes. Is it something I would go out of my way to drink? Probably not.
Right.
So I wasn't a huge fan of it, but not terrible. Not drinkable. It can still get the job done there. At number three, I'm going to go with the Alpine Spring.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna put that down there, number three. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's with not this your one palate
here. Yes, it's not for me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I can drink it. I could sit there and drink this.
Yes.
All day, but I wouldn't grab it first out of the pack over here.
Gotcha.
So the Alpine Spring number three, number two, I would do the Breakaway Blonde over here. I think, as we all said, this is very smooth and refreshing, easy to drink. I mean, we drank this one pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
I mean, it was the first one.
That was the record. Yeah.
It was the first one we cracked open all together on here.
Yeah.
But we all drank it within, a few minutes.
Yep.
There. But definitely good. This is something I could love see myself sitting there drinking a whole bunch of throughout the course of a day. And then, just like you guys there, number one, the cold snap.
Respect.
Just really enjoyable beer out there. Like I said, I've had it before, not recently, but I've had it in the past, but it might be something to revisit.
Yep.
And
as you said, pick up, when they got the 6-packs or 12-packs out there to pick up for the springtime drinking out there. So cold snap number one.
And number one. That's a solid. Yeah, that's a solid solid lineup. It's very hard to rate them, but yeah.
If you guys out there in Cat Land have your opinion on this variety pack.
Exactly. If you drank these, let us know what you think. And if you haven't tried them yet, get out there and try to pick some up. I think I don't know when they stop stocking the spring variety pack. I'm sure it'll be soon because of how they rotate these things. I'm sure the summer ones and the summer variety pack will be out there soon if there is one for this year, which I'm sure there probably will be. And we'll be keeping our eyes peeled for that one there. But anything you guys think, how do you rank these? I mean, I'm finishing off.
Let us know. Yeah. We would love to hear y'all's opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Or if there's something else, we always say, if there's something you want to see us cover here on the podcast, comment down below and let us know what you want to see out there. Because now we're at episode, 391.
Ooh, I believe
this will be. So we're inching closer and closer to episode 400.
Yes.
Right around the corner and just a few months to go coming up there. Special podcast for that one. As we were talking before about malt liquors, I could be doing the side-by-side St. Ides. You never know out there. So that's why you got to stay tuned and you got to subscribe.
That's right. And I'll be doing some traveling, YouTube, so I might come up with some Holy Grails.
That's what I always say. Anybody out there, you got to keep searching. You got to see what's out there on the shelves. As Kevin got lucky, we did the 20,000 subscriber celebration. We did the Colt 45. Kevin didn't have any, sadly. Then what? The next 2 days later, he's out there and he's like, "Oh shit! I found these Colt 45 40s.
Yeah,
I found Natty Daddy. I found all this stuff out there.
Yeah,
all in one spot.
Yeah, all in one spot. It was awesome. And again, it's one of those things where we've said it before. You got to go into the ghetto.
Yeah.
And I definitely did.
Right, so you're going to remember that place, right?
I remember it, yeah. Okay. It was right down the road from the mall I was at, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Listen. I remember it, too, because you walked around and you had, all the – where they sold the bongs and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then they have the vapes, and then you walk around and then you see this little – It's a little 2-door fridge of just malt liquors. And I was like, there it is.
There it is.
I mean, when I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, finally.
I know that feeling. I know that feeling when you go in there and you find something that you've been looking for. And, and even if you're not going in there that day looking for that specific thing, but you see it.
Yes.
Just that feeling that comes over you. You're like, oh, my God, this is it.
Yeah. It was shaking. So nice.
You don't know what to do.
You're like, what do I do?
Do I ask him for a bag?
Do I take a picture? Do I post it?
Do I take the picture? Do I get a box?
How many do I get? Do I get one? Do I get two? Do I buy a case? What do I do? I don't know. What do I do with my hands? I don't know.
Yeah. The question was how many 40s did I need to get at that time? And I was like, oh, I think three is good.
Yeah, at that time.
How many guys do you have
in the building right now? Okay. Yeah. How many cases?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'll take them all.
Take your whole pile.
That's all you get is searching out there. You got to find the good stuff out there. As we say, anything you want to see us cover, you know, leave a comment down below out there. We're always welcome to indulge the comments and the conversations out there. But hey, this week we did the there is a good burp there to finish us off. The Sam Adams, the spring favorites variety pack. We gave our rankings out there. If you have yours, you know, post it down below. Leave a comment out there. And don't forget, the polls are going to be open now in the 2026 BudWineBob.com Battle of the Booze Tournament. You know, click the link below in the video to vote in the tournament this year. Vote for your favorites. Share it. Spread the word. Tell your friends to vote for all the classics out there and to stay tuned to the YouTube channel and to all the Bum Wine Bob social media for the links to vote and the updates round by round. We'll be out there. We'll be back next week with a tournament update podcast.
Yep.
So, hey, tell your friends, smash that subscribe button. That's 22,000 right. subscribers and counting. The number 5 drunk podcast in the United States of America. We are aiming for that number 1 spot.
We'll get there.
So spread the word. We will get there. So anything else you guys want to say before we sign off here?
I'm good.
Man, I'm thankful for all you guys. Honestly. Yeah. I'm thankful for everybody that subscribes. I'm glad I was able to get the spring variety pack because last year it worked out. Yeah, it was rough, but you know, I've just had to learn that you got to go out searching. So,
You got to get out there. Yeah. Or you got to find somebody to search for you.
It works.
That's the whole thing. You got to spread the word. You got to tell your friends. Yes. Yeah, get out there. Search that bottom shelf out there. Find the good stuff. You never know what you'll find in your travels. So, for Kevin the Tattoo Dude, that's Roadhouse.
That's right.
I am Bum Wine Bob. And until next time, cheers.
Cheers.
Motherfuckers!
Pow pow! Bob is Bob.
I need a beer.